Today on What's the Mood, we have Gilda Ross, the founder of 501c3 GPS Parent Series, which focuses on research-based information to support positive youth development and strengthen the family connection. Gilda's passion to strengthen communities and leave a positive impact on others is undeniable. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Okay. Gilda, welcome to What's the Mood. It's wonderful to have you on our podcast.
Lovely. Lovely to be here. So thrilled about the invitation. Thank you.
Yes. Well, so was I. All day I was thinking, like, you know, you have such a consistent presence when I interact with you that, like, it just leaves the knowledge of, like, this is going to be good.
So that makes me so happy.
Wonderful. So let's just start out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and how Glenbard Parent Series came to be?
The origin story.
Yes.
The origin, it's a good one, I think.
I bet it is.
And although it was 30 years ago, it's as though it were yesterday. And so at that time, I was a guidance counselor at Glenbard West High School. I had been at North and then went to South. Then I went to West. Once I had my children, I went part-time. Part-time counselors go where the hours are open for you. So I was at West at this time. And my daughter and I were shopping for back-to-school clothes. And the woman who was taking care of us looked at my 12-year-old daughter and said, maybe she was almost 13, and said, "Oh, you look so much like your mother." And I thought, oh, I stood up taller and I was beaming. And I thought, yeah, she kind of does it. Oh, she'll be so pleased to hear this. And it was absolutely not that scenario at all. It was exactly the opposite. It tells a joke that if she had a weapon, I don't know what would have happened. But the very idea that she resembled her mother in any way, shape, or form let me know she was not pleased. And my reaction was disappointment, horror, confusion. If I said disappointment already, really disappointed. I felt inadequate. I really did. I thought, oh my goodness, as a school counselor, I should have some knowledge of this teen development, preteen development. It sort of came out of the blue. And I thought, you know, my first thought really was just, I felt unprepared for what was ahead. And at that time, I heard about a book very shortly after that. And the title of the book was Get Out of My Life, But First Will You Drive Me and Cheryl to the Mall. And I'll say it again in case no one heard that. Get Out of My Life, But First Will You Drive Me and Cheryl to the Mall. And I had this epiphany moment. It was like, oh my goodness. Oh, someone has written a book. Oh, I must not be the only person on the planet with this entitled child. I have the credit card, mind you. She has not the credit card or anything else to her name at this point. So I thought, I'm going to talk to the administrators at school and see if we could possibly bring the author, Anthony Wolfe, to the buildings to talk to parents. And at that time, the answer was no, we don't have funds for that. So I went around to some organizations, some businesses in my town in Glen Ellyn, and I said, might you want to support something like this? At that point, at PTA meetings at the high school level, they were really more about curriculum. And when they're about curriculum, too often, well, the thinking was if you had three people on the panel presenting, you would cross your fingers and hope you'd have at least that many people in the audience mm-hmm. to hear the three presenters. Mm-hmm. So no one was showing up is the bottom line for PTA meetings at high school at this time. And so I was able to bring him in. It was very well received. And that's how this all began 30 years ago. And so since then, we've grown, you know, slowly we grew from one program, two programs, one a semester, one a quarter, five a year, to now we have about 50 programs. They're every single week. They bring in world-renowned speakers. And what I always tell people is, yes, this has come to be known as one of the strongest parent series in the country. But it's not if people don't know about it. And that's why I'm thrilled to be on What's the Mood and talk to anyone. And my ask of anyone who's listening is please go to the website. Go to gpsparentsseries.org.
Okay, so I'm hearing this birthed out of a very vulnerable parenting moment for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you needed to figure out what to do in your own parenting and
Yes.
also wanted to help others along the way.
Absolutely. That is exactly it in a nutshell.
Very
And
cool.
I think the success of it has been because it has really responded to some of the concerns of so many of us, understanding that to know that we're not alone in this, to bring education about teen development, I think can make all the difference in the world. I might anticipate a question that you'll ask in a few minutes. How has it changed in 30 years? And the real answer is not all that much in this way. There are challenges every year, every decade. There are challenges that come along. And certainly, what COVID brought, what technology brought, has made it that much more of a challenge. But it all really comes down to the relationship that you have with your child. If your child isn't respecting you, if your child doesn't feel trusted in that relationship, that someone sees them, hears them, knows them, you can't possibly impact that child in any way, shape, or form. And so I think, when I ask people to go to the website, they could potentially be overwhelmed by the programs that they see. And what I always say is, I'm not going to come to your house and pull you out and make you sit at your computer or come out to an auditorium. Find the programs that speak to you and listen in. And over the years, you might, I'm thinking about what you might ask me, how have we changed? And one of the ways we've changed is you'll find programming there for families with the very youngest learners. Because I think through the years, we've come to have a greater understanding of the importance of those years of development.
Yeah,
So you'll see that now.
so the vision of the parent series is about, supporting positive youth development and increasing connection among youth
Yes.
and parents. So
Yes.
that has really stayed,
Absolutely.
even as maybe certain topics throughout the years have changed based on the needs.
Exactly. What else we've added? We've added four different languages. We have many programs in Spanish. We even have program in Spanish for parents of preschoolers. So it really, I think two things. Go to the website, listen to a program. It won't be your last program. You will come back again. And the ask once again is to share it. If you are a social media person, like us on social media, it helps us reach more. Over the years, I would say one rather more recent important change that we've instituted in the parent series, we used to be called the Glenbard Parent Series. We are now the GPS Parent Series. The thinking for that was twofold. One, some of the elementary parents might think, oh, Glenbard, that's a high school. I can wait. You cannot wait. When I think about the origin story again, this was about a 12-year-old. This is about a middle schooler. And anything that was specific to middle school children is now absolutely an issue for elementary school children because of the inundation of information that we have and how things are so much faster now. So that's a big change. And the main reason was that people who live in Rockford, in Highland Park, in Joliet, in Kenosha, in Iowa, everybody is welcome. And we don't have any stumbling blocks of any kind. There's no registration. We never want you to feel like you had, I love this when people will often say to me, well, I didn't register, so now I can't go. You know what I say? Find another excuse because that excuse isn't going to fly. And now we have our programs at noon and at 7. Today, we had a noon program and we had about 100 people listening in. Some of them were watch parties. So there was even beyond that number. And it will be shown again at 7 p.m. So you know, that's why I'm so thrilled about the longevity of the series, because every year we can sit back and think, what can we do differently? What can we do to make this more accessible? Because if one family comes, if one family hears a message, it might be a small message. Sometimes that message becomes everything. And ultimately, he who saves one life saves the world entire. So if one more person, and this is what keeps me personally up at night, I feel very strongly if a family heard about the resource, maybe they saw it in the Herald, maybe they saw it online, saw it from the child's school, where maybe a friend sent it to them, wherever they might have heard it from, come listen, you will learn something, and the something, once again, might become everything. It might be just the right time. And are the lessons new? Not really. They're repeated, and maybe you need to hear it again, and maybe you need to hear it in a different way. I know for myself, I struggle, as many parents do, about how we want to fix the road for the child rather than preparing the child for the road. We have a parent instinct in us to want to be the resource, to be the one who, with a child, you know, might potentially say, "Oh, mom, thank you so much. I really appreciate your telling me about that. Really appreciate your bringing my gym clothes to school again. I really appreciate whatever it might be." And then I think about the words of these people I've heard over and over again. Do not do for your child what they can do for themselves. Do not do for your child what they can almost do for themselves. I heard that message a lot. But until one particular speaker, I heard her say, when you do for them, it becomes your success. And then you really are denying them the ability to feel that satisfaction about that success. And potentially you're giving them a message, I never thought you could do that without me. So I think that's why I think we get a lot of repeat viewers, because I think there are messages out here that may not be in tune with what you know inside of yourself, what you know intuitively, what you need to do about parenting. But then you hear a program, you know, like today's program, where, you know, once again, today's program was about, it was with Martha Beck, it was about beyond anxiety and about how, yes, we need to treat our own anxiety, but truly, if you want to help your child with their anxiety, how critically important it is. You can't, because they are getting their calm from us. They're feeling their calm from us. So there are many reasons why we need to do that self-care for ourselves.
Yes. And you mentioned like how passionate you are. That's very evident, the energy that comes out of you as you talk about it. You know, I know in 30 years you've had so many different, renowned speakers sharing about, science-based information and really important things to think about. What are some of the conversations or topics that have been some of the most profound ones or impacting throughout the years?
You know, I think about some of my favorites: Andrew Solomon, Ken Ginsberg, Madeline Levine, Julie Lithcott-Haynes, Tina Payne Bryson, Lisa D'Amore. I'll tell you about Lisa D'Amore. She is the author of several books about raising teenagers. One is called Untangled. She's coming October 30th to talk about the new edition of her book. She'll be in conversation with Jennifer Wallace, whose book is called Never Enough, about toxic achievement. So Lisa is coming back. She recorded, you can go online to the YouTube channel. Lisa was also with us about 2 weeks ago. She was in conversation with Susan Dominis, who wrote a book about family dynamics, how siblings impact a sibling success. When I think about Lisa D'Amore, the takeaway from Lisa is good mental health is feeling the appropriate emotion at the appropriate time. Lose a big game. Your best friend moves away. Your dog passes away. You didn't study for a test and you blew it. These are real challenges. This is real sadness. If your child is sad, this is good indication of good mental health, feeling the appropriate emotion at the appropriate time. How can we build the skills so that the child can go on to deal with these challenges that will come up every day of their lives for the rest of their lives? So that's some takeaway from Lisa D'Amore. When I think about some of the others that I mentioned, they really, once again, they point to that. I think about Andrew Solomon, for example, love the child, and Madeline Veen, love the child in front of you, not the child you hoped for, imagined, expected, dreamt about. That child needs you. Be there for that child. You're making me think about a program actually that's coming up. Susan Cain is coming up on September 17th. I don't know if this will be recorded before or after. Her book is Quiet, and it's about honoring the temperament of those introverts in the world and how we really need them, and how some kids shine under a Broadway lamp and some kids shine under a desk lamp. And it's honoring the temperament of your child. So much of it is really, once again, it was, I know I'm going to be repeating myself about that all important relationship. One of our speakers once, many years ago, talked about how eventually that preteen will be driving in a car and will be away from you. And the only thing they take with them is that voice in your head and that relationship that they carry in their heart, not wanting to disappoint you. And will they make mistakes? Will they make stupid mistakes? Absolutely. And then I think about Ken Ginsberg, who's coming up, who has a new book called Lighthouse Parenting. And he says, it's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, but it's about, again, loving with all your heart so you have a lifelong relationship with your child. Nothing is more important than that. Winning, not winning, and it's not about winning an argument, because you probably can do that. You're older and you're probably smarter, but it's not about that. It's about having them feel that relationship is important to you, and they can count on you, and they can come to you. And yes, boundaries, absolutely boundaries, but with loving guidance. And the book is called Lighthouse Parenting, which I
Yeah.
think is a great analogy.
That's great,
So
Gilda.
those are
And
some of the things that come to mind.
as a parent, because the Human Performance Project has partnered with you, I've learned so much for myself, even about ways I can strengthen being a steady and sturdy parent. One of the reasons we partner with you is, our program goes into high schools all throughout Illinois, helping students increase their awareness of self through their relationship with sleep and nutrition, the chemicals they put in their body, and how do they respond in their mood and their mindset when uncertainty strike. And these topics you bring are so helpful for parents to support their students stronger, to raise their own self-awareness. So it's, you bring a star lineup of not only
I'm
people, but
so,
conversations.
so grateful for this partnership. As I said, we are all way too busy. Post-COVID, it's difficult to leave the house, and maybe you don't have babysitting, or maybe you don't have transportation, but 99% of our programs are virtually either hybrid or virtual events. So you can be in your car, you can be in your living room, you can be in your home watching these programs. You don't have to spend the extra time in transportation, extra time, just be in your jammies, and listen in and learn something. So I'm thrilled about this partnership. Once again, maybe you hear it from the school, and maybe you're hearing it from a coach. You talked about sleep and nutrition. There isn't a single speaker in all of the years, and more so recently, that doesn't talk about the value of good sleep, something that I know is just a top priority. And so many of them will talk about how, in dealing with depression and anxiety, how that is just so key. And I think it empowers parents to, what do you want to take a stand on? What's going to, where do you want to really, get in there and maybe, have that tough conversation? And maybe it really is around sleep, because we know now how critically important it is. For the first time in a long time, we've got a program on healing the modern brain with Dr. Drew Ramsey, MD. I'm very much looking forward to that program that's
Great.
coming up. So I
Great.
hope folks listen in.
Yeah. Gilda, 30 years is a long time. I'm imagining grit and energy being poured into it and commitment and devotion. What motivates you? What keeps you going to do this work?
You know, it's such a simple question for me. When you ask that question, it's right there. It's on my heart, it's on my mind. My mother is my example. My mother, who passed away last year at 102, 3 months shy of 102. And my mother, Joyce Wagner, was a Holocaust survivor and spent 2 years at Auschwitz and lost every member of her family. She spent her life working for social justice causes. And she taught me, again, I said it at the beginning of this conversation, he who saves one life saves the world entire. And if one person comes to GPS and one person is reminded, yes, when they push buttons and when we're at the end of their rope and they say things that they probably don't mean, but they come out in an ugly way, how important it is for us to collect their emotional trash. Be the calm, still, compassionate voice that they can come to. Listen. It's someone, Lisa D'Amore again, she talked about a snow globe. They're like a snow globe. Just let it fall down. Let those snowflakes, if it's snowflakes, fall down. Listen without judgment. Listen, you know, there's two ears and one mouth for a reason. And maybe you call someone after they're gone, and maybe you tell someone, but listen and be there for them. As Becky Kennedy said, sit there in those moments with them on the bench, sit with them, and they'll probably get up off that bench before you do, but you will be there with them. We will go through this together. We will solve this. There are no ands, there are no buts in a statement. It's just the listening. And when they scream at you and they say, you don't get it. And then as today Martha Beck said, and maybe your response is, yeah, maybe I don't get it. You know, one of our speakers recently talked about, and this I think I carry this with me a lot these days, and it helps me understand that we just don't know everything. And so give people the benefit of the doubt. Give your child the benefit of the doubt. Let them see you giving someone else the benefit of the doubt. One of our speakers, I think was John Duffy, said, children hear 1% of everything we say and 100% of everything we do.
Wow. Well, I for one am grateful for what your mother taught you. I'm grateful for the moment you had with your daughter when she was 12 and feeling vulnerable and choosing to sit with that and see what could birth that in you, and then also to give back to the world. And the last thing I'll say before we let you go is your program really, for me, it has no competitive energy or part to it at all. It literally is like an add-on to any person. You know, there's
Yeah.
and that is something that you should feel really proud of.
I love the way you said that it's an add-on. That's really a beautiful visual for me because, you know, we do have amazingly generous sponsors. The Goodman Foundation. Larry Goodman lost his granddaughter to an overdose, an opioid overdose. He's been a member, a generous sponsor since 2007. The Gephi Foundation, Emmy Gephi lost her life as a result of a suicide. We have so many wonderful sponsors who have been with us for so many years. It is not specific to this community. It is every community. These sponsors want everyone listening. And maybe your child's on a soccer team with my child, so I want all those parents to have an opportunity to hear the same message. So it's not a standalone, it's an adjunct, it's an add-on to anything you are doing in your school. If anyone is listening and says, "How can I bring this to my school?" I welcome them to reach out to me at gilda_ross@glenbard.org, and we can chat about sometimes we have free books to give away. Sometimes we're really encouraging watch parties where someone in their home or in their school or in their gym might say, excuse me, invite people to come in, excuse me, view the program, have a conversation afterwards. So there's so many ways to integrate it.
Yep, it's wonderful, Gilda. Thank you for your time and sharing your heart and passion with us. And again, grateful to be partnering with you.
Thank you for all you do. I'm so grateful for this partnership. Truly, thank you.
Thank you.